You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Having so much fun. I'm having a blast today.
It's been non-stop laughs and excitement today, Dom.
I just want to thank all the callers who have called in, or people who have written in.
Funny
stuff.
Yeah.
So we are going to stay until 1 o'clock today to do the show.
What?
Probably. Time for a trending report. What's trending? This strikes me as funny. I don't know why, but Taylor Swift, you may have heard of her. She is feeling the need to explain herself. Taylor got some splaining to do. And why? Because she dropped an F-bomb in one of her songs.
Oh, so naughty.
Well, you know, we think of her as, you know, America's sweetheart, right?
Yeah, so sweet, so innocent.
God, Tay-Tay, do you kiss your mom with that mouth?
God. She kisses all her boyfriends with that mouth.
Anyway, it's her first F-bomb on a song. It's on her latest album. The song is called Mad Woman, and she has come out and tried to... She's like, listen, everyone settle down. Her reasoning is basically, Jeremy, this song needed that in it.
It's kind of the next step for her. It's kind of, you know, it's like something... To change her image or something just a little bit, I guess, right? Keep her fresh. Maybe a marketing thing.
I guess. Yeah, you're probably right.
Me.
That's going on. What else is trending? Oh, they say plastic surgery numbers or cosmetic surgery, whatever you want to call it. But the numbers have gone up during the pandemic, and that only makes sense. And one of the obvious explanations is Zoom meetings. And it's not what you think. It's not like you're looking at, you know, you're wanting to look good for a bunch of other people. It's that during Zoom meetings, you look at yourself for an hour or whatever, too, right?
Yeah.
You see it on there. So people have been busy looking at themselves during all these Zoom meetings, and they're going, and then they touch their face. God, I'm a little saggy.
I'm saggy, and these crow's feet.
What is this under my chin?
That's a gobbler. The gobbler's loose.
What's that? Maybe if I pulled this back like this. Yeah. How's this look, Jeremy?
That's better.
Anyway, so that's one of the reasons, is because people don't like the way they look on video chats. The other reason is because, in case you didn't know this, if you have some like extensive cosmetic surgery done on your face, you don't walk out of the hospital looking dewy fresh and, you know, like...
No, they cut you.
A movie star.
Right.
You look like an accident victim. It's pretty bad. Or it can't... Let me put it this way. It can be. It depends on the procedure.
Sure.
There, I did the disclaimer. I don't want a bunch of cosmetic surgeons calling up and screaming.
Oh, but I think we know how it works. I mean...
But some people don't. They think, oh, I get that done. I walk out and I look like a movie star. In a couple days, maybe. Week? Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so people have said now is the time to do it because they got plenty of time at home to recover from the surgery without going out and scaring the hell out of people. Or as Taylor Swift would say, scaring the beep out of people. Anyway, that's what's trending. What else is trending?
Some of the Rona stuff floating around. I did see some pictures of this making the rounds on the web there. A couple in a remote village in northern India. They were married just a couple days ago, but they did it in full hazmat suits because they had planned the wedding, the venue. It was all set to go. But just hours before the ceremony, the bride tested positive for the Rona. So somehow, within a matter of hours, they got their hands on full hazmat suits, and they put one on, the bride and groom put one on, and the priest put one on, and they still went through with the wedding, safely, apparently. Where do you get a hazmat suit, like, you know, just at a snap? I guess they're available now.
Oh.
Some sort of supplier has them ready.
Maybe semi-homemade hazmat suits.
Maybe,
or something.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's kind of
really
funny.
We're just bee collector outfits
or like
or
a painter's outfit or something. I don't know.
I can tell you this: are you the couple? Do you guys have wedding photos up anywhere in your house? Even one?
We have one frame, and it's up. Two frames. They're upstairs. They're not even on the main level. Yeah. So
we have one in our living room. It's like a 5x7 or whatever. It's the frame that you and Nicole got us.
Oh, that's cute.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome. I really like that frame. I don't remember
Nicole
what it was. I have no idea.
Nicole. I'm not stupid.
Oh, that frame Nicole picked out. Nicole picked out one.
It was engraved or
whatever. Oh, that was nice of us to do that.
Anyway, but my point about all this is, it seems like most married couples have at least one of your house. Now I want you to imagine that your wedding photo in your house is you in hazmat suits.
I like it.
I think it's fantastic.
It'd be better to look at, honestly.
Sure, it's a better conversation piece when people come over.
How often do you look at that photo of you guys from your wedding?
Well, it's in the family room.
Well, then probably quite a bit. I don't look at one of ours a lot.
I mean, I see it. I don't know that I gaze at it.
Yeah, there we are. Huh.
Might be time to switch those photos out. But do what?
It might be time for us to switch the photos out in that frame. It's like, eh.
I don't ever want to change the photo out. I'll tell you why, because it is one of the best pictures of Gretchen ever. I mean, she's smoking.
Right on.
So I'll just leave it there.
All right.
I don't look that good, but
need some of that plastic surgery you were talking about. I guess places right now, bars mostly, they say they're seeing a rise in food waste because a lot of times bars are only allowed to serve alcohol right now if they also serve food, which is kind of weird to me. But anyway, there's a big rise in food waste because people are going in just to get their drinks. They're ordering their jalapeno poppers and a lettuce wedge. And they push it to the side and just drink. So they're dumping all this food.
That's horrible.
Just so they can go into a bar. Yeah,
there are
that is horrible.
People really hungry out there.
I know. And who orders the lettuce wedge? You seem like you strike me as a lettuce wedge type of guy.
Dude. I love a good lettuce wedge.
I'll
Depends
do it
on
if
what
they,
you put on.
They got to cover it in fresh ground pepper and bacon bits.
Yes, that,
then I'll
but
take.
It's
then
the,
it's a salad.
It's,
just
it's
a salad.
The dressing that makes it, though.
Yeah.
And there's a variety. There's one that's a really spicy type of. It's almost like a Thousand Island, but it's spicy.
I always feel weird having that placed in front of me.
Oh, it looks ridiculous.
It looks so stupid, doesn't it?
It looks stupid.
Here's a chunk of lettuce.
But I'm going to tell you, there's a reason why you find it at some upscale, you know, high-end restaurants is because if you get the right dressing on there and the sides and everything. It's tasty.
Isn't that funny how that is presented as an upscale, like, dish? You know,
well,
to be.
Like, think about it.
It's just a chunk of
cheapest,
lettuce
it's
that's.
It's got to be the cheapest salad you could do.
Yes, it's like 40 cents of lettuce, if that.
But you're never going to find it at, you know, Applebee's or McDonald's
no,
or something.
No, you'll just. They put it in a bowl.
Can you imagine going into KFC? Yeah, give me the 8-piece bucket and a.
And
lettuce
a wedge. Oh, sir. How classy. Speaking of eating, pounding stuff in your pie hole, this story is a little scary this morning. It's coming from the World Wildlife Federation, the WWF. They ran a new study, and they found that we're all pretty much eating a credit card's worth amount of plastic each and every week.
Crazy.
So just think about sitting down to the table like on a Monday night and eating a credit card as your dinner. That's what we're pounding down every week. I mean, there's so much plastic in our water and our streams and the ocean, and then in turn, like, the animals are eating this stuff, so then it's in the animals. So it's all that microplastic, really teeny tiny plastic. They said within 1 year we eat an equivalent of an entire dinner's plate worth of plastic. 10 years, it's like one of those lifesaver flotation rings. Mm-hmm. That much plastic in 10 years, and then in our lifetime. This seems a little high. Two dumpsters full of plastic over 80 years, 85
two
years.
Because if you
that's
take
a
life-saving ring for 10 years and you multiply it by 7, that wouldn't take up two dumpsters.
No, it wouldn't. That's a lot of plastic. I don't
it's
think
it's a
we're
lot of plastic, though, anyway.
Much. Anyway, they don't really know if it's good for us or not yet.
Here, I'll guess it's not.
Can't be.
I'm no doctor.
That's like going into KFC and ordering an 8-piece and a side of plastic. Give me one of them to-go size cups there of the plastic.
You know, I'm no doctor, but if you suggested that I eat an empty gallon milk container, I'm going to think it's not really good for me.
It depends on the dressing.
Well, that's true.
And the bacon bits. People are mad at Tom Brady right now, Dom. They're mad. They say back in April, his merchandise and supplement company, the TB12, received just shy of $1 million in pandemic relief from the Paycheck Protection Program. So his little side hustle, basically, got $1 million from the government. And they say just about a week ago, Well, Tom Brady went out and bought himself a new multi-million dollar yacht. And he has a $50 million deal with Tampa Bay. Now, obviously, I feel it's two separate different things, right?
Correct.
It's right. Tom Brady and then the company.
Right.
So, obviously...
He does have another job that pays him roughly, yes, I think, $25 million per year.
But I guess people are saying, okay, well, why don't you hand that $960,000 back to the government and you just cover it?
I get it.
You get it? You get it.
I get it.
He rich,
is,
people mad.
How can you... You would have to have a staff of hundreds of thousands of people to sift through every single, you know, form.
Instance like this.
Yeah, you know, applications. And then they get to decide, you know, they're the czar who decides if this person is worthy or not. I mean, if it's going to the company and employees,
it's a company.
It doesn't matter if the CEO buys a yacht later.
Right.
His name is just his own money.
His name is on it. It's a company, so they needed help and they got it. So I don't know. I can see where people are mad.
I don't know.
Just because it's Tom Brady, too.
There's that.
Real quick, I'll give you your Fat America. A new survey asked 1,000 Americans to name their favorite winter drink. What's your favorite winter drink?
Oh, hot chocolate.
All day long, hot chocolate came in at number one.
Mm-hmm.
Eggnog, number two. It's got to be a high quality eggnog. Rounding out the top five, apple cider came in at number three. Yum. Peppermint flavored coffee. I was just talking about that earlier. That's number four. And then mulled cider. What's mulled cider?
Yeah.
And mulled wine is on there too. What does that mean?
Here's what I know about mulled wine. I think it's the thing where it has fruit broken up into it.
It's like pulpy. It's like
kind of like
orange juice
and pulp. Kind of like an old fashioned or whatever, where they will mull fruit down into that. I think that's the same thing.
So it's thick.
But here's what I can tell you about. No, it's just little bits of it that are in there. So you got to imagine taking like a thing of orange, not the peel, but the orange itself, and taking a little bit of it. You know how it's.
Yeah, so you slice an orange and you throw it in it.
But a little tiny pieces of it, you put that in there.
Little tiny pieces.
You use like a mortar and pestle thing and you grind it.
So then in turn it would be a thicker cider because all that stuff is floating around in there.
I guess. It doesn't really affect the
How would you mull it?
Viscosity.
What were you doing there? Dom was air mulling right there.
I was. That's what you do when you're explaining something.
Screw air drums. Man, he's into that air mulling.
If you ever watch the movie... It's a Wonderful Life, which
Who would?
The greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But Clarence, the angel, when they go into a bar, he orders a mulled wine.
Oh, okay. So they're putting
fruit
in the wine?
That might be why it's so high on the list, is because people want to be like Clarence.
People be mulling.
What else do we got?
Let's
done?
Do the clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
Let's get to this naughty grandma. Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. This posted woman posted a little video on her TikTok page of her just listening to a voicemail of her grandma. Now, here's what happened. Her grandma accidentally sent her a nude photo. And then she called her and left her a message basically apologizing and saying that she meant to send it to her friend Brian. So please, please, please delete the picture of me
Who
naked
the hell is
from
Brian
your phone.
And why is he privy to her privates?
And just the whole video of this woman listening to the voicemail from her grandma and her face, like, her face is like, I can't even deal with this right now.
Did she go and look?
Well, of course she saw it, because you get a text from your grandma. You're like, oh, what's grandma want to say? And you're like, oh, it's grandma naked.
Well, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
I'd like to mull that.
Take me now.
Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.